Hello, everybody!
Yeah, you guys, what a weekend.
Now, how's everybody feeling? Is everybody doing okay? Is everybody hanging on?
How we doing? Yeah.
So, here's the thing. I go back to what I said, like, the day after the election, which was to say, wouldn't it have been so great for this to have been a decisive victory either way?
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I hate Joe Biden, it would have been so much better for the country if this would have been decisive.
That would have been nice. That would have been great. Now we're just in a big crap show is what we're looking at right now. Yeah,
we're in the
big
crap show. And I want Trump to fight. I want him to do the fight and do all the lawsuits and do it and go. But you guys, has anybody thought about what kind of chaos will erupt if the election actually goes
in his favor? Yeah. Well, that's the thing is, like, I put that thing up on my Facebook page about how I'm like, are we supposed to protest today? Are we like, are Republicans, are we going to protest at like the Hobby Lobby? Like, are we supposed to do this? Cause like, and it was a big joke. Like, should I bring a cheese tray? Should I bring some wine? What should I do? Cause like Republicans, you know, cause it was a joke, right? Republicans don't do that.
Right.
Republicans don't. We don't protest. We don't burn crap down. We don't do that. But you know that if that happened, right, if it was turned around, because remember, what was it? Al Gore thought he was the winner for 30 something days.
Yeah.
You remember? Remember?
Yeah. Everybody
remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah. So if it does get turned around, what, you know that these people will just start burning the country down.
Right.
Like, hide your kids, hide your wives.
That's the thing. I mean, this is what I worry about, right? Uh-huh. Because even if it goes our way, it's going to be a bad scene.
It's going to be bad. Yeah.
And I'm pretty nervous about that.
Yeah. And I people should be nervous about it because there's some lunatics out there who have been, this is one of the reasons that people are like, these people are crazy is because they've been burning crap down for the past 6 months. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't blame you for being frightened about that because it will happen. That will happen. But I mean, who knows what's going to happen? All I know is that Biden is already, he's already tapped a guy to take over coronavirus.
Yeah, it's that past Surgeon General guy.
Uh-huh. And mm-hmm. he's like national mask mandate.
Yep.
You know, they already want to start shutting stuff down.
Now, it sounds like, though, if I read things right, that he can't actually just make a national mask mandate. All he can really do is say to each individual governor, hey, can you make a mandate in your state? And then if the governors say, mm-mm, like, can you imagine Kristi Noem? Kristi Noem will be like,
yeah,
no.
I know.
But then what they'll do is they'll go to individual mayors and like councils and they'll really just, that's all they can do. So there cannot actually be a legit official national mask mandate.
Yeah,
there's some limitations, but they're going to try.
How are they going to enforce that?
Yeah.
My husband and I were talking about that yesterday. I'm like, what are they going to do? Are they going to like hire a bunch of, you know, stooges to go around and look at people and like, they're gonna have some federal mask mandate crew to go around and like enforce it. This is the thing.
Probably.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they will. I wouldn't put it past him to do that, right?
But that's the thing, you can't. Because we're already getting on blacklists and stuff. So we gotta be prepared for any possibility, I suppose.
And you guys, this unity stuff.
Oh my god.
This unity stuff is like you can just bite me with all this unity garbage.
Every inch of me.
I don't have the thing that I sent you last night. I don't have my phone in front of me. I wish I had it because I forgot to bring my phone downstairs. I put it on our Chicks on the Right Instagram page last night. I actually wrote Mock and I was like, can I post this? Because it has the F-bomb in it. Can you get it? Because I'm like, I've never put the F-bomb on our Instagram page, but I feel like this warrants an F-bomb because James Woods did a tweet last night that was absolutely perfect, you guys. It was.
Yes. He said, and just like that, the rioting and looting has ceased overnight. And now the half of the country that pummeled America like a battered wife is telling her to put on sunglasses, hide her black eye, be a good girl, and come together as one. Her answer, go F yourself.
It was just perfection. It's so perfect. I mean, that's exactly how so many of us feel. It's like, don't tell me now to like you, we have to unify. Like, screw you.
I know.
You've been treating us like garbage for the past, and the president like garbage for the past 4 years. You can go F yourself. That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. I'm so tired. I'm so tired of seeing that in my feed too, all over social media. It's time to unify. It's time to unify and to heal. It's time to heal. Oh my God. Like, no, I can't. No.
This As if like, we're the ones that have been destroying crap right. and throwing like, giant tantrums.
Exactly. Don Lemon. Like, it's like we're the ones who have been doing that. Like, it's like, we're not. We are not the ones who have been pummeling the president and the ones who have been like throwing the daggers for the past 4 years. We have been the ones on the receiving end of it. So you can just bite me. I'm so tired of this garbage. Yeah. This nonstop for the past 2 days.
Well, I mean, for them to say that and then also in the same breath, talk about blacklisting us and, yeah. you know, making sure Trump supporters don't get board positions or never right. considered promotions
right.
are in every way shunned from the society.
Yeah, that's
you
unifying.
Around and say, also, we love you. Come play with us. No,
I know.
No, that doesn't work that way.
Right. This is, I know, in the same breath. It's like Joe Biden's like, let's be unifying. And then AOC's like, we're going to totally take them down. It's just, it's craziness.
Did you see that she, I can't remember what news station she said it to, but that she was seriously considering getting out of politics altogether because yes. the establishment doesn't take her agenda and progressives' agenda seriously. So, I mean, she just doesn't feel heard. So she's like, I seriously thought about not even trying to run again. As if, like, what? We're supposed to be like, oh, no, please don't say that. I mean.
I love how AOC is becoming Kim Kardashian. I do. I love the it's my favorite when you do AOC as, like, a hybrid of Kim Kardashian. It's seriously my favorite. Like, keep doing it. It's like, it makes my mind up. It does.
Can we also just take a brief moment to say Alex Trebek is gone?
You guys.
Oh my God.
You know, the guy that we worked with at WIBC that I worked with, you still work with, Eric Berman. Did you see his tribute to him?
Oh yeah. No, I didn't.
It was heartbreaking because he's so brilliant, this guy that we worked with, Eric Berman. And he's a news guy at WIBC. And the way that he paid tribute to him was just this really eloquent. He said it was like losing a family member. And I think a lot of people feel that way because he was in their homes, every night forever, this guy forever. And it was just really touching. And he was such a great guy. You know, he was a philanthropist too. So.
And he was universally loved. Like he was, everybody loved him no matter what shade or stripe you were, you know what I mean?
Right.
He was just universally adored.
Yeah. And he was a class act. I mean,
did you see that clip of the guy? Cause it was a broadcast or it was a episode that they aired like 3 days ago of the guy who was breaking down and telling Alex on the show, he had just won, I think. And he was telling Alex on the show that Alex Trebek was the reason he learned English as an immigrant because he used to watch it with his grandparents and he started crying. Oh my God. It was
Alex did. Oh my God.
No. The guy that was
the
telling
guy did
because he was just so emotional about it.
Oh my God.
It was darling. It was just so, and that was just aired a few days ago. And apparently there are enough episodes to air until Christmas. So they're just going to keep playing it.
Oh my God.
Weird, actually.
Because he worked to the very end.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He worked. That guy. Yeah.
And how do you, I don't know how, to me, it's like the show just has to end now.
Nobody can take his place. Yeah, it's interesting you say that because my daughter asked, my 10-year-old daughter was like, Mommy, who was he? And I told her, and then she was like, well, who's going to take his place? And I was like, I don't, who's going to take his place? Yeah. How do you take Alex Trebek's place? I don't know. Who would want to do that? Right.
Right. I mean, I'm sure people would love to do it, but like anybody walking into those shoes are just going to be, they're going to be like, I am not worthy.
Right.
You know what I mean? How could you not?
Right. And if you feel worthy, who are you?
Right.
You know?
Who is that person?
Yeah.
I know. That was just so sad. I mean, like we all sort of knew it was coming, but at the same time, you just never are prepared to hear that.
Right.
That he's actually gone.
Yeah.
Speaking of people that we thought were gone, Hunter Biden showed up on stage with Joe and the rest of the family as they were doing their little victory lap. Hunter Biden. Hunter. Hunter Biden holding the hand of his wife.
Oh,
yeah, and holding his baby. Yeah, I know, it was gross, but he was there and like hugs all around. It was just so weird to. You know what I mean?
Because you've seen the sex tape. You've seen it all. Yeah. And he's just like, here I am.
Here I am.
Totally here. Democrats are fine with it. It's like, all fine. This is fine. Everything's fine.
You might have been like, hi, I'm a national security threat. Hi.
Yeah. Like, listen, I'm totally in bed with China. It's totally fine. It's all fine, you guys. It's fine.
I thought that was.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. But so he's not missing. I mean, I guess what we take away from that is that he is, in fact, not missing. He's just been really staying out of the limelight.
Wow. This is the stuff that like Democrat politics are made of, right? They just don't care.
Yeah.
It was like, win at all costs. It doesn't matter. And then how long do y'all think it's going to be before Joe like is unfit to serve? We should start taking...
I give it 6 months.
Me too. I was thinking 4 to 6 months, but I'm thinking probably six. It's like they're going to probably, I'm thinking around summertime. Don't you think? Summer of 2021, they're going to be like, you know,
you're that not whole
25th Amendment thing. Because, you know, they didn't check into Nancy wasn't checking into the 25th Amendment for Trump.
Right.
Everybody knows that, right? I mean,
everybody except Joe, apparently. Yeah. He's just like,
he just doesn't know. What's going on? He just doesn't know. So yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see the timing on that. Because he's just not going to serve the whole 4 years. He won't do it.
No, there's no way. I mean, he's old. He's like really, really old.
Right, and he doesn't know where he is.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know what's amazing too about this whole, okay, so they've proclaimed, the media has decided that Joe Biden is president. And so now there's people like Pelosi, things that she is saying and the things that people who support Joe Biden are saying about how he has a mandate, how this is a clear, like Hillary Clinton said, this is a clear repudiation of Trump. And even Biden, when he did like his acceptance thing, said, this is a clear and decisive victory. And I'm like, do you know what those words mean?
Because
we couldn't be further away from clear and decisive. It's not even settled yet.
Yeah. I heard that George Bush already congratulated.
He did. Biden. He wrote a letter. But, you know, I read the whole letter. And he actually says in the letter, Trump has every right to, you know, fight for every legal and living vote. I mean, he has a right to do that. And so he should do that. In the meantime, you know, congrats and hope you do a good job or whatever, you know? So it was okay.
Maybe he should have just not said anything.
Well, that's the thing.
Maybe he should have just shut up, you know?
And BB said, like, he wrote a tweet to both Kamala and Joe saying, I'm looking forward to working with you. And I was like, oh, don't say that. Don't give up just yet. Like, can you just hang on a hot second
until
some of this gets sorted out? Because there's a lot of sketch things going on here.
Yeah.
So
yeah, there's like way too many sketch things going on here. This whole weekend was just so disheartening. I just thought, okay, well,
yeah.
If we do have to have a President Biden, you guys, it's the win is one thing. If we are going to have him as president, governing is an entirely different thing. So it's going to be an interesting 4 years.
Indeed.
And, you know, you saw all these celebrities like, like on top of cars, like Chrissy Teigen and what's his face?
John Legend.
Yeah. Chrissy Teigen's husband that sang like one song that, I don't know, it's like you liked. And I made fun of you for it. You remember?
All of Me.
That song.
I love it. I can't help it.
I know you do. And I completely make fun of her all the time. But they were like in a car, like driving in LA, like hanging outside of a sunroof, all celebrating as if they are the ones who won. And so, I know I saw a picture of them, but this is the thing. Celebrities are, you know, just, they're like, oh my God, we're no longer like in some sort of a monarchy or something, like as if they were.
Did you see Van Jones crying?
Oh, for crying out loud. I didn't see it. I mean, it's so
ridiculous.
Dramatic. It's so dumb. These people are living in a fantasy world as if they have been like somehow oppressed or something for the past 4 years. I'm just, this is the thing that the media and these celebrities and all of these pundits, they're insane. Like they're lunatic. They've lived in some sort of a strange echo chamber of, oh my God, we're living like Trump is keeping us down. I can't buy food. I can't, like, what's going on? And so now they're like, we're free. You were free before. I don't know if you know this, but you live in America. So anyways, they're all freaking out this weekend. But now, like, the hard part starts for them, right? If, in fact, Biden did win, the hard part starts where he has to actually, you know, govern.
Yeah, he's got to do the things and not destroy the economy in the process.
Right. And like,
which is well within his reach.
Right. Gas is what, $1.70? $1.80? Let's see where gas is in 2 years.
Yeah.
Let's see where mortgage rates are in 2 years. You know, let's see where the economy is in 2 years. Let's see how everybody's doing tax wise in 2 years. I'll be curious to see how all those things are going, because I guarantee you they're not going to be like they are now. And even that's after COVID.
Well, and question for you about that, because we talked about this whole national mask mandate, right? And we're hearing about that. But here's the thing, is that I go back and forth in my own head about which way I think COVID will go, because it's either going to go the way of a national mask mandate or it's going to vanish completely.
Right.
And so which one is it? Like, how is this going to play out, especially now that we're in, you know, we're approaching the winter months?
I think that they're going to
lock down, or are they going to be like, look, we've fixed it.
I think that they're going to have the drama of it for like during the winter. We're going to go through it together with Joe and Kamala. And then like in the spring, it'll dramatically disappear.
Yeah.
Like they want to fight, like they want to show that they can fight it. And then they want to show that they have beat it. They've done it in like 3 months. They want to show that we're going to see like a dramatic, like, reduction of it in the spring, even though that would have, you know, if they just would have let us do this on our own, and they would have let the American people just have free will and do the things and just let the economy open back up and, you know, let us be American, it would have done that on its own. But I think that they're going to show us, they're going to let them with the media, because they have the media in their pocket. They're going to like work together with them and try to show us and scam us and say, oh my gosh, look at us. We did all of this. And then by the spring, it'll all be miraculously, like, it won't even be front page news anymore.
Aaron Rupar is some sort of journalist person. I forget for what outlet. So remember how, Notre Dame beat Clemson this weekend, which is a big deal, right?
Can you believe that?
I know.
It's crazy.
So afterwards, all kinds of mayhem and chaos and hysteria in the streets. People are celebrating. It's a total party in the streets. And so he shares a picture of all the celebrations. And it says, this is what he says, not ideal during a worsening pandemic. That was his caption of the picture.
Oh,
fast forward. Literally 12 hours later, okay,
oh my God. Yeah,
just as big of a crowd celebrating in D.C. about Joe Biden sort of becoming president. And he said, it's party time outside the White House. 12
oh
hours.
Oh, my. Yeah. What a douche canoe.
Can you believe that? I mean, yeah, so I can.
I can believe it. I can. It's the same thing with all these celebrities like in L.A. and whatnot. They're all like, woo, party. And then like they will be the first ones to be like, you guys, it's like, wear a mask.
All the time.
Like you cannot be together. Like socially does not.
Isn't that just so dumb? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Yeah.
I cannot,
because it's good for you, not what now?
They're just so blatant about it.
Yeah,
like they don't
totally
even
blatant.
Care how hypocritical they are. In fact, that guy got absolutely trashed on Twitter, and his response was to say, well, if conservatives need a fall guy for some cause of theirs, I'm happy to be the sacrificial lamb, not actually taking any responsibility for how hypocritical he sounded. It just doesn't occur to them to actually own how awful they are.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's going to get worse. It'll just get worse, right?
Yeah.
All right. So
did you hear that Trump is going to start rallies? He's going to do
again?
Rallies. Yeah. This is his new thing. He's going to go on. He's going to do giant rallies, and he's going to hold up obituaries of all the people, all the dead people who voted.
Oh, my God. I love it. I totally. Well, you know, that's true. I mean,
I
there are a ton of dead people who voted.
Yeah. So that's he's going to rally it up. And you know, there's a part of me that thinks, like, if he actually wins, say the courts say, wow, look at all this fraud that we uncovered. Would kind of, I mean, I would love him to still be president. But I also think it would be kind of awesome if he was like, told ya, now I'm going to go start the media company. Yeah. And I'm going to totally destroy all your asses that way.
Yeah.
And just not do it.
I would love it if he started a media company.
And
I would
will. There's no question.
Yeah, I hope that he does. And you know what? I hope that he takes like Tucker and Hannity and a bunch of people away from Fox.
Yeah.
I would love it if he, I mean, I know that sounds really vindictive, but I really hope that he does that.
No,
I hope
it would be great.
I hope that he does it because Fox has done a really piss poor job during this election.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have been very disappointing, to say the least.
Well, Newsmax refuses to call this race. They're like, it's still happening, everybody. I don't know if you noticed, but there's recounts happening. It's not over.
Well, because they're journalists, right? I mean, they're still real journalists out there. I can't believe it, but there are. And this is the thing. It's not the media's job to call a freaking election. They know that. There are still people out there that understand that's not the media's job.
Yeah.
Do your jobs. God, these people.
Do you think that that Trump will run again? Because that's another question. Like, a lot of people are saying he's just going to rally through these next 4 years and then run again in 2024. Because then he'll be able to be like, you guys, it's been awful. See how awful it's been? Take me back and I'll make things right the way that I did back in 2016. I'll make everything right again.
I think it depends on what he's doing by then, because if he's a mogul of a media conglomerate, I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. He may be doing so well then and just kicking all the butt that he may not need to. And it may be that we have other people in place that are so good. I would be so happy if we had like a Nikki Haley or somebody like that.
I've changed my mind about that. I want it to be Kristi Noem.
Yeah.
And Rick Grenell. That's my ticket.
Yeah, I think Kristi Noem would be fantastic because she's such a badass. And she's so unshakable. Mm-hmm. Like, she just doesn't care. Like, she just goes in there and she's very unshakable. She would be a great, great person to run. And so if we could get a woman in there just to go and kick the crap I would say Biden, but I don't think it's going to be Biden. So kick the crap out of Kamala. Mm-hmm. It would be great. I think it'd be great to see woman on woman, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah. She would toast her. It would be,
oh my God, she would destroy her. She would just destroy her. So I think that would be fantastic to watch. Oh my God, that would be so fun.
I know. Now I did hear, the big concern that I continue to have is the Senate. And so this Georgia thing is going to be, I can't even begin to fathom the amount of money that is going to pour into Georgia to try to get either side elected, right? I mean, because now we've got to keep the Senate, and that's really the only way that we can do it. And so there's going to be tons of money poured in. Andrew Yang is moving to Georgia just to help elect Democrats to the
Senate
seats. I mean, he's literally moving there just to do that.
Unbelievable. That guy. What? It's weird because I know, like, Rob liked him at first, and there are certain things that he says that actually do make some sense. I hate to even say that out loud.
He's kind of like Tulsi, where, you know, there's things about her that you're like, okay, she understands basic common sense.
Yeah.
But then there's also things that you're like, not say that.
Yeah. Like, how do you tie your shoes in the morning? You know,
right.
Like, he's just so, he's so polar opposite of himself. I can't quite figure him out.
Yeah. You know? He's an enigma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's very strange. But the fact that he's moving there to get why would you want to do that? Why?
I mean, and he probably won't be the only one. There's going to be such a focus on those races now. And I already, like, Stacey Abrams, of course, who's already there. She's already, you know, tweeting out, here's how you get your early mail-in ballot, everybody, Democrats, you got to vote for Democrats. You can get your ballot now. You can request it now. So they're going to have a huge push on, you know, a get out the
Georgia
vote kind of thing. In Georgia.
Yeah.
I hope we're ready to fight it, man.
God, that's so sad. I grew up there and it was a red state and it just makes me sad. And I, you know, and then next they'll try to take Texas. They're going to try so hard. It'll be like a wave. They're going to try so hard and we cannot let that happen.
No,
we just can't let it happen. I can't believe it's happening in Georgia. I just can't. I mean, this is, yeah, I just,
the other thing that was, you know, as I look at, of course, I look at The Guardian, because The Guardian is the best place to go for election results, which is a British publication, of course, but it is. It's just they lay it out really, really well. And what bothered me when I look at the House races in particular is that so many, I want to say at least five that I could count, five or maybe more, Democrat House seats were unopposed. So a Democrat just won because they were already there and there was no Republican to oppose them. And I was like, why? That should never be a thing. Like, there should always be someone willing to at least run the race.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What a waste.
There's
a waste.
FYI, there's some trolls in our comments section.
People
are talking about how, you know, they're like, the Democrats are calling for unity, but yet they're trying to purge people, which is completely hypocritical, which I totally agree with you guys. And then there's a bunch of trolls out there talking about how we should be at home or something. I am at home.
I get it.
I actually am at home.
Because
I work at home.
Women?
Yeah.
But I see what they did.
Isn't
there.
It funny how they do that? Like, they talk about choice. You know, they're like, Democrats love saying we're really pro-choice, but yet they talk about women in such a way where it's like they really don't want choice for women. They just want their own choice for women.
They say Republicans are the sexist ones.
Right.
If you're out there telling us that we belong in our home,
yeah,
you might want to check your own sexism, you losers.
We get this all the time from liberals. We get it all the time.
I know. Yeah. Or they'll call us lesbians.
Yeah, we get that
as
a
way to insult us, which we're mm-hmm. like, listen, if we were lesbians, we would be happy to tell you.
Right, exactly. And that we get it. Oh, something popped up.
I don't know how I do that.
How do you do that?
Sorry, Bill. I don't know how I did that.
But you're right, Bill. You're absolutely right. That comment is a fantastic comment. This is why they're moving to Texas.
Why is that happening?
I don't know. Hey, Claire.
I don't know how to stop that from happening.
Totally showing up. Yeah. Anyways, I love it when the trolls come and they show their true colors. They do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know, Sam, Georgia's still a red state, but they're trying desperately to turn it blue. They're trying, just like they're trying to turn Texas blue.
Oh, good one. Don the Con is the loser. Good one. Really? Good job.
It's very original. Very, very. Please do better. Please do better. Like,
do you not have anything better to do at 7 o'clock in the morning?
And if you're coming here to be a dick, bring your A game.
Right.
Like, come on.
I mean, that's pathetic.
That is really
bad. That's really pathetic.
Right. It's like, we've got smart people here that are engaging with you. Like, don't just say Don the Con. I mean, I feel like that is, you're insulting our people. Don't do that.
Oh my gosh. And I notice it's usually the YouTubers who do that. There's a lot more YouTube trolls, I think, than Facebook trolls, although they are everywhere. So whatever.
Yeah.
I know. I had someone saying you have some Claire on your chin. I know. I don't know why Claire's post is sitting there. I don't know what I did to do that. I didn't mean to do it.
I just have subscribe. Never mind. It's like, look at all the places where you can subscribe right here on my chin.
So yes. Many places.
And you guys should do that. You should subscribe. Make sure you're subscribing to this. We have to talk about that because Facebook is being very mean to us.
We're
out on Parler. Make sure all the freedom loving kids are on Parler now. Make sure you're going to Parler. It was so slow yesterday. It was out of control.
Parler?
Because
they overtook YouTube and Twitter as the top app.
Oh
no
my
joke.
God.
Like,
you guys,
even
it was
YouTube.
It was crazy yesterday. Everybody made like a mass exodus to Parler yesterday, which is great. Good for them. But they were really, really slow. And like the captcha was hanging out.
A lot of people trying to make friends with us on MeWe, which we have an account on MeWe, but I can't remember the last time I ever posted anything on it.
I'm not out there personally. I need to get out there personally on MeWe. I don't even know anything about MeWe, but I got to try it. It's just such a MeWe. When I say I'm on MeWe, I feel really dumb. So okay, but I'll do it.
You can do that. And then also, I remade us bookable on Cameo yesterday because Cameo has this weird thing where they only give you 6 days to do a thing before to record a video message before it expires. And there's no way of like you know, extending that. So because we know we're going to get together on Friday, I was like, oh, okay, well then I can just make us bookable again. So if you want a personalized video message from us, you have this week to request that. And then we're going to be turning it off again until we have another date planned that we're going to be together. Yeah. But since we're having lunch on Friday. And then there's some book orders. So we are going to be signing some books on Friday as well to make sure that we can get those orders out of Write for a Reason. So that's happening also.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I wish I had time to troll too. Like these people need jobs. Yeah. They're crying out loud. It sucks for them. Maybe Joe
Imagine
Biden's
being like, that person.
Right. Maybe Joe Biden's economy will allow them to have jobs. That's so funny. I made a joke.
They could be organizers.
Guys, I know. I made it funny, you guys. That's so cute that they think they're going to have jobs in his economy. Oh my God.
Oh, okay. Someone said that their wife, yeah, Josh says, my wife loved her cameo from you guys.
Oh,
we had
gosh.
A lot of fun doing them.
They are really fun. They are really fun. And we love reading the stories. Yeah.
Or cameo.com. If you want to request a video message that's personalized, you can do that. Yeah. And that is how you do it. But make sure 6 days.
And also make sure that you're subscribing to our podcast. This video, our daily video turns into a podcast. It's the Daily Dish. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Show, Common Sense Cast. And it's out on wherever you can find awesome podcast, right? But
yes.
This turns into like a daily podcast. And then we have a weekly one where we do like a deeper dive. So we do that like every Tuesday and it comes out like on Wednesday. So just make sure you're subscribed to it and you can find it on YouTube or we have a YouTube, but then it also is up like on podcast form. So
yeah. Now I don't, Rick hasn't put any of last week's up for the daily because the sound or the, you know, because we
was
were
weird.
So
yeah, but hopefully this week will be
organized. Yeah. And then I don't, you know, Friday we had the visual issue, but I think it seems okay today. Yeah. So I don't know. That was just a weird glitchy thing. I tried to shut down a lot more things on my computer day. Maybe that helped. I don't know. But anyway, I think it's been good.
Yeah. I think today will be good.
Yeah.
Today
will be good. He'll be able to post this one.
Yeah. You don't look like you're in a fun house. So I think we're good.
Yay.
Yay. Okay, you guys.
Hopefully
we're all going to have a good day. Bring it in. Bring it in.
Even the trolls. I'm hugging you.
Right. Because unity. Unity, you guys.
Woo-hoo!
You guys have a great day. We'll talk to you.